I think we're joined by Eva Manley. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Eva. Mike, then, you're about to become a sailor, and it's happening soon.
What?
You're going to be part of the women's boat to Gaza.
Yes.
Well, who all's going, and why are they going?
Well, there will be a total of 30 women from around the world going in two sailboats, mm-hmm. and three of us will be from Canada. Marilyn Porter will be on from St. John's, Newfoundland, mm-hmm. and Wendy Goldschmidt from London, Ontario, and myself from Nanaimo on Vancouver Island.
And go ahead, I'm sorry.
And we are going for a number of reasons. We want to shine a light on the situation in Gaza, the fact that people are living in very difficult circumstances, and we are particularly concerned about the situation of women and children, especially girls. Mm-hmm. And we are hoping that we will get into Gaza and that we will actually meet in person with women's groups.
Uh-huh. Well, I noticed, by the way, you're also going to be making stops at ports, a couple of places, and the themes at those stops will be, it does involve children. You're asking them to make things and draw things, and it sounds like a great concept.
I think it is as well, and actually there will be three legs to the journey. The boats will depart from Barcelona on September 14th, and there's going to be a three-day festival for the send-off, and the first stop will be at an unnamed port in France, mm-hmm. Soon to be revealed, and the second stop will be at a port in Italy. And I will be joining the boat in Italy. Uh-huh. There will be a variety of women. In order to include as many women from around the world as possible, there will be some women on the first leg, others on the second leg, and then still others on the third. Uh-huh. And, of course, there will be overlap because we'll have the same crew throughout the trip. Mm-hmm. So both Marilyn and Wendy will be going before me. Mm-hmm. And they'll be on all three legs of the journey.
Wow. I noticed there's some prominent individuals, an MP from Sweden, Jeanette Escanilla.
Right. And an MP from New Zealand, a young Maori woman, uh-huh. who went into, was elected 2 years ago, and I have watched her on the internet, and I'm very impressed. Mm-hmm. And it's wonderful to have an Indigenous woman on the boat. And that will be, I'm not sure if she'll be there for the whole trip or just the final leg.
Mm-hmm. But now, you have quite a history, you and your husband. I notice it's quite striking. You had written for the Georgia Strait in 2012 about why is your husband going? And you said, if I could go, I would go. So
yes. I actually said I would have loved to have been on that boat, but they only had room on that particular trip for one Canadian. And so I became part of the ground support at uh-huh. home base uh-huh. and spent my days on the computer sending out messages to media and friends about the trip and also responding to a lot of email of support from people all across Canada.
Uh-huh. Well, now, you were at some sort of event today, this being Labor Day and all. Are people there aware you're going, and what are they telling you?
Well, I asked to be on the program today. They had, you know, they'd already lined out a program to hear MPs and MLAs and people who are in city council and people from a variety of the trade unions. And then they had, I talked to our MLA, Leonard Krogh, and asked if I could be on the program to talk about the women's boat to Gaza. Mm-hmm. And we generated a lot of interest. Jim and I are both part of a group called Mid-Islanders for Justice and Peace in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we've been working on the Israel-Palestine issue for quite a few years now. And we have a vigil once a month where we hold signs that say, end the siege of Gaza, others that say, end the occupation. And we do that the last Friday of each month. And we also, our group has always had a table at the Labor Day picnic. Mm-hmm. And I think we had far more interest in our table today because of the women's vote to Gaza.
Yeah.
Many people came and signed up for getting updates. And this time it's Jim's turn to be doing the email thing while I'm gone.
Yeah, it's kind of hard for him to be on the women's boat to Gaza. He has to take a step back here.
What was that?
The point about it, this being a positive thing, this is women, or even women captains of the ships, right?
Yeah.
So it's very appropriate that he take the role this time that you took last time.
That's right.
Now, by the way, both you and Jim have a great history. I want to remind everybody, you are not a one-issue person. You fought for Mexican farm workers. You fought for the refugees after the coup in Chile. You were involved with Nicaragua, El Salvador. And this is apparently of a piece. And my understanding from your article is you were inspired by Jeff Halper and the work he's doing.
Yes, I've been inspired by a number of Israeli writers as well as Palestinian writers. But Jeff Halper, we went down to Victoria to hear Jeff Halper, and we've also made a trip to Victoria to meet Amira Haas. Hmm. And Amira Haas's book, Drinking the Sea at Gaza, mm-hmm. was a major turning point for me in engaging in this issue. We had avoided this issue for a long time.
Yes, many Canadians have.
Yes, and partly because of close friendships with Jewish people for whom this was a really painful issue. Mm-hmm. And we've been involved in indigenous issues since 1959, mm-hmm. when we lived for 4 years in a First Nations community. And that experience has inspired a lot of our work over the years. Mm-hmm. At one point, a First Nations woman said to me, "How come you're making a video about the Mayans in Guatemala?" And I said, "Because I lived in Kitimat Village."
Uh-huh.
And that has had a lifelong impact and continues to be. And we are continually making the links between struggles of indigenous people in Canada. Jim and I recently went up to the Site C Dam, where they're already beginning to do the work that will destroy 70 significant First Nations sites by flooding. And the Treaty 8 people, there are several bands in the Treaty 8 who are directly affected by that. And we went up with a busload of people called the Rolling Justice Bus, sponsored by Kairos.
Rolling Justice.
That's great. And we had a busload of people from the Lower Mainland and Vancouver Island. And we picked up three people in Prince George. And we went up for the paddle for the peace.
Mm-hmm.
And we were part of paddling for 2 hours from one point on the Peace River to another. And there were lots of wonderful speeches and interactions between people in the community and the farmers, the ranchers. This is, apart from the Lower Mainland, the most fertile farmland in British Columbia. And in a period of climate change, which is another issue that we're really engaged in,
mm-hmm.
It's really important that we keep the farmland we have, because as California burns up, we're mm-hmm. going to be much more dependent on our own food in the future.
Yes. Well, and by the way, in terms of link to Gaza, the point in this, the articles I saw at the site, Freedom Flotilla points out that something like 35% of land space, which would be farmland, is not available for use because the Israelis have designated that a security area.
And in addition to that, when farmers are ready to harvest their crops in Gaza, there are incursions of bulldozers and tanks that come across and just bulldoze what's there. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's completely shameful. And if you want to destroy farmland, what you do is you dig up the subsoil and put it on the top of the topsoil. So they've lost. It's like incremental loss of farmland, and the farmers in Gaza, if they go to the wrong spot and they don't know where this ever shifting boundary is, they get fired on in the same way that the fishermen do. And the fishers in Gaza are continually harassed and often have their boats confiscated.
Well, and indeed, you the boat of the organization of Freedom Flotilla had a boat there, was burned, I believe, destroyed twice.
Yes, I think one of our really exciting projects was Gaza's Ark.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that was a Canadian initiative supported internationally, and we bought an old fish boat, and workers in Gaza refurbished the boat with support from international funding, individual donations. And when the boat was almost ready to go and it was going to bring out products developed by people in Gaza to be sold in an overseas market, and during the assault on Gaza in 2014, the boat was bombed. And very spectacular photographs of the burning of the boat in the middle of the night. And a real setback for the people in Gaza and for all the people around the world who contributed to it, but especially for them. And I think the one of the really important things about what we do, we won't be carrying a lot of cargo. The boats are small, but the cargo we bring is a message of solidarity and hope, because it's easy for people to feel like they have been forgotten, especially during all this attention to Syria and the refugee crisis.
Yes. You're sailing into you're going to be in a zone where every direction you point, there is a type of crisis.
Exactly.
By the way, now you have there are great sites. It's freedomflotilla.org, and of course there's a women's boat to Gaza, and there's also a great Twitter site. People can follow daily and hourly what you're doing.
Oh, that's great. And the thing that we need to raise funds for right now, there's one delegate that we really want to have on the boat, and we will need to raise the funds to cover her costs for transportation. Mm-hmm. But also, there's equipment, and I can't remember the name of it, and I don't have my notes with me.
Well, we'll put it on Twitter.
I better get on Twitter.
Yeah.
But there's equipment that will make it possible for people to see exactly where we are. Like when Jim was on the boat to Gaza, we could follow it actually on the internet see where which point in the Mediterranean the boat was located.
Boy, that's great. Eva, we're going to follow it. We really appreciate your giving us the time today, Eva Manley. I hope you have a very good voyage, and we look forward to talking to you maybe over there or certainly when you get back.
That would be wonderful, and thank you so much, Bill.
Okie dokie. Really, great talking to you.
We really appreciate your support and your interest.
Well,
tomorrow morning I'm going to have an interview on CHLY 101.7, which is a Palestina radio station, a student station in Nanaimo. And then in the evening I will be speaking at an event in Comox at Comox United Church at 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody happens to have friends who live in the Mid-Island area,
Well, good. We're going to follow you. We have the internet, so we're going to be right with you. So you have a good trip, and we look forward to talking again soon.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Goodbye. That's Eva Manley, and it was her husband who sailed the first time, and she's doing it this time. This is the Taylor Report, CIUT 89.5 FM. I want to thank Hanny, and Indigenous Waves is coming up.